Last week, Governor Larry Hogan ordered all state employees who can telework to do so. Hogan made the announcement in response to the alarming rise of COVID-19 cases. Yet, state agency workers say his order did not come with any new changes to make it possible for more of them to telework. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Hogan announced the change at a press conference last Tuesday.
Effective immediately, all state employees who are approved to telework must again begin a period of mandatory telework, except for essential, direct, public-facing services and other essential personnel.
Earlier that day, State Budget Secretary David Brinkley, whose office oversees personnel matters, sent a memo to all cabinet secretaries and agency heads encouraging teleworking as one of the best ways to protect state employees.
No one is teleworking in my office.
Monica Brown works in the Insurance Compliance Division at the Motor Vehicle Administration headquarters in Glen Burnie. She says there are about 30 to 40 people in her office at once.
I assist Central Collection Unit for the state of Maryland with payment plans. I update customers who have filed bankruptcy. I also process refunds for customers who have overpaid, so I don't work directly face-to-face.
Brown says she has asked management about doing her job from home, but her supervisors say no. They point to one specific part of her job that must be done on a computer in the office.
We have raised concerns and asked questions, but we get shot down every time and are told it's not possible for us to telework. We have to be there.
In an email, MVA spokeswoman Whitney Nichols said security concerns prevent the MVA from conducting many transactions remotely. She said just under a fifth of the agency's 1,700 employees work entirely from home. According to the Maryland branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, the governor's announcement last week did not appear to change the number of state employees teleworking at any agency.
Now with the numbers going up, I haven't gotten any communication saying, let's do what's right to keep Marylanders safe. Let's do what's right to keep the employees safe.
Cherish Vick is AFSCME Maryland's secretary treasurer and treasurer of the local that represents social services workers statewide. She says many social services employees who were teleworking a few months ago are not anymore.
I've heard different things like, oh, they want a presence at the office. Some people may be asked to come back in if a supervisor feels that their work is not up to standard. So sometimes it's punitive.
Vic says the Wi-Fi hotspots some workers use for at-home internet don't work consistently. Some workers have iPads instead of laptops, which makes it harder for them to do their jobs. Then when their performance suffers, they're told they need to return to the office.
This has been happening all throughout the pandemic. People have been told to come back in. People have been working in and out of the office since the spring.
Catherine Morris, spokeswoman for the Department of Human Services, which oversees local social services agencies, said in an email that some staff have been asked to return to the office after they had challenges working from home. They receive additional training with the goal that they return to teleworking. A spokesman for the Department of Budget and Management, which oversees personnel matters, did not answer questions, referring instead to the letter Secretary Brinkley sent agency heads last week. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.